Welcome, welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life, brought to you by GamerGoo. My name is Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Thursday, December 17th, 2020. And yes, we are on the eve of Mando Friday, the finale of The Mandalorian. I can't wait until tomorrow to jump in and talk about what happens. I mean, still, I'm just totally unsure. We actually had one of our discussions for the Patreon episode that's going to be coming out here soon. And we spent almost 30 minutes, Matt Clark and I, just talking about potentially where the finale could go, where the series could go. What a great conversation. Can't wait for you guys to hear it. And of course, cannot wait to see the finale. But, you know, not a ton going on here. We got a couple things here to talk about here on the show today. So as always, quick little housekeeping. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, at M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. You can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. And here at the top of the show, I actually want to thank GamerGoo here at the top of the show for continuing to support the show. If you want, you can find that link down in the show notes. And being that we're right around the holidays here, you still got time. If you're interested in picking some up, be sure to use my promo code TEL, T-E-L. Save yourself 10% off your order over there. Remember, it is that antiperspirant for your hands, where, you know, that gamer in your life can get in there and not have that, those sweaty hands while they're playing on the controller. And with the new scent coming out, it's actually going to be starting to ship on December 22nd, Beach Breeze. You got a bunch of different scents to choose from there. Now, I haven't gotten my hands on some Beach Breeze yet. But when I do, I'll definitely let you guys know what it is. So if you're interested in that, check out the link down below. Again, GamerGoo.com. Use my code TEL, T-E-L. Save yourself 10% off your order today. Now, I want us to kick it off today with a new mobile game that launched. We knew this game was coming. I'd already signed up kind of for the early access of it. But it just launched yesterday. So, you know, whenever it comes to any of these games, it's always good to jump in as early as you can. Kind of in these collection type games. Although it's not along the level of like a Galaxy of Heroes or anything like that. But this is Marvel's Realm of Champions. And that's really why I'm talking about it here, is because it is a Marvel game. But it is a kind of a multiplayer, real-time, I guess, action RPG, if you want to say it. But I would kind of not put that on there. I'm kind of reading off their site and they're calling it that. But it's a brawler. So essentially what it is you play the game. The more you play it, you earn kind of an in-game currency. Or, of course, you can spend currency to buy new heroes in the game, and I'm sure they're going to release more as they go along here. As far as I can tell, there's only like five or six characters right now in the game. But essentially, it's a 3-on-3 real-time mode, and your character has essentially two abilities, like special abilities, plus then a super, plus just a regular attack that can be either light or heavy. And you start, both teams start on one side of the map, and then you push to the middle, basically fight, wipe each other out. Once one team is able to take control of the middle, it then gives them the option to push a little bit further and take on their opponent's, I don't know, it's a Bodok. So instead of a Modok, it's a Bodok. Don't even ask me what that stands for. But you got to take it out. And so it kind of turns into this, you know, little fight in the middle. Usually your team will either get wiped out or wipe the other team out. You push forward and you get a couple seconds of doing damage to that Bodok. It blasts you back when someone on the other team spawns in. And the battle continues in the middle. Battles are only a minute and a half. I think there might even be a 3-minute timer, you know. But, I mean, in the end, they usually are about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Now, granted, as far as I know, I'm playing real people. But the way these games work, you know, they kind of sneakily put in there some AI with real names. I haven't really had a back and forth yet. And haven't really had anything that seemed difficult. You know, I played through a handful of matches yesterday, maybe 4 or 5. And ultimately, when you finish the match, you get a reward screen that'll give you, you know, think of it like a Destiny or hell, even like a Borderlands or any of these loot-driven games. You get loot at the end. And so there's helmets, chests, weapons, legs, you know, all those different loot categories that you get. And you're upgrading the pieces on your character to make them more powerful. You have a little power level. And, of course, it's kind of matchmaking you with people of like power levels, but then also those pieces of gear can be upgraded as well. And of course, they have the classic green, blue, purple, you know, yellow, legendary, all that lootness that we all know from these style of games. You know, for what it is, it's neat. I don't think it's anything that I would find myself being completely just like, oh my God, this is great. Kind of like I was originally with Marvel Strike Force. And partly I'm thinking maybe because that was more of a chill, laid back type mobile game, you know, where you just put it in your pocket and you kind of get the ping every once in a while to go in there, do what you got to do and get out. This, because it's real time, you know, on one end, that's cool, right? You're actually in there fighting, and it even kind of gives you shades of like a MOBA almost when you're in there, you know, trying to strategize. But, you know, it's two random people that we're not talking to each other through our phones. And, you know, you're controlling with the on-screen controls, which nothing against on-screen controls, because, I mean, there are, have been games that, you know, can make that work. But, you know, it's just, to me, it seems like it's just kind of one of those games to kind of get in, have fun, and kind of get out. It almost, you know, if anything, Contest of Champions just kind of Marvel's like big mobile game. You know, I don't know if they're expecting this to replace it. They're very different games, but it's like Contest of Champions is almost, I'm not going to say more fun, but I mean, it's almost more of a fighting game. And within that game, you're, you know, just kind of kicking some ass as these these Marvel characters. But I would say check this out. I mean, it's a free download. What's going to hurt, right? It actually has its own little lore, its own little fiction. It's taking place in Battle World. So Maestro has kind of marched over the land and forced the houses to unify into a single realm. And so you're out there, you know, trying to battle back and I don't know. You're playing essentially like an Iron Man. Legionnaire is the first character they get you. There's a Hulk-type character in there. There's a Spider-Man-type character. I don't think they're actually Spider-Man. That's kind of the weird thing, is it's not actually, you're not playing as Iron Man. So that could be maybe where this game is a little bit different, you know, and that's where it kind of allows them to have all this different type of loot kind of within that game, and you know, I don't know how much of it right now is true to the comics, but, you know, it gives them the license to then go ahead and make some crazy over-the-top loot and gear for people to equip and kind of change the way those characters look. So, you know, some people may just kind of get caught up in that. There is a co-op mode that I haven't unlocked yet, so I'm almost interested in what that is, more so than kind of what the typical just, you know, matchmaking fight is, the 3-on-3. Because I think a three-player co-op would be cool, you know, if you're kind of going through just different waves of enemies. I mean, the tutorial actually has you fight, and it says, like, wave one, wave two, wave three. I think that would be pretty neat, you know, if you're kind of hopping on there with your friends doing that way. I mean, well, I guess what do? You get on a phone call or a Discord call through your phone, and then you're kind of all playing together through your devices. I mean, I guess, because you can create a party within the game. So when you're friend up in the game, you can do that. And you know, it reminds me, there was a Star Wars game similar to this that I think was a 2v2, I think that game was, or it might even been a 1v1, but I think you could team up with other people. It's kind of like that. I mean, Chris actually had sent this over to Chris, and he immediately texted back after he played like one round. He's like, there's 10,000 of these games out there right now, deleted. I was like, all right, well, guess he's not into it. You know, he's kind of the mobile guy when it comes to these games. So he's played games like this. I mean, you know, if anything, I would think that Marvel skin at least has something to it. So if you're into this type of game, just having the layer of Marvel on top of it, you know, I would think would at least want to pull you to it. But I don't know. Check it out. Marvel Realm of Champions. It's available on iOS and the App Store, or on Google Play. So it is on both platforms, which almost surprisingly, you know, a lot of times these will come out and it'll only be on one or the other. I still hope there is a Marvel MOBA that I think is still available. It's in like Korea or somewhere, and they've never brought it here to the States. And I want to say we did get some sort of like statement here that it was coming, and maybe I'm confusing it with this game, but I'm almost positive I wasn't, because I remember when I saw it, I was like, man, like that's a straight MOBA with the three lanes and everything, and this has nothing like that in it. That I think would be neat. And, you know, especially, you know, there are games now, mobile MOBAs essentially that are pretty good, that work pretty decent. So I think they could potentially pull off a game like that on mobile and, you know, maybe pulling a bigger audience. I don't know. But let's shift gears here away from video games. And I got one more thing I do want to talk about today. As I mentioned yesterday, we got a sneak preview of the movie Greenland. That's right. Greenland, whatever you want to say, as in the country. And, this is a new movie starring Gerard Butler. It was originally going to be released back in June, but of course, due to the pandemic, they canned that. I mean, this was a big disaster movie that I had never heard of. So I say big disaster movie. There's a big disaster that happens in it, but I had never heard of the movie. But like I had said yesterday, my wife, our local library allows, we can sign up for this thing. My wife signed up for this a while ago, and we can get into kind of like early screenings of some films. And we've gone here locally to the theater And, you know, you go there and it's all the newspaper and television reviewers and all that. And so it's kind of cool. You get to go in. And we went and saw The Kid Who Would Be King was the last one that we went and saw, which was a while ago now. But this now, in the time of COVID, they've decided instead of giving us tickets, of course, because theaters are closed, they gave us a link. So what happened was we got an email around 6:30 yesterday with the link. And it said at 7 o'clock, you can sign in and try to hit it. You know, and it's going to be streaming. So tried at 7, the website was crashed, so there was, I'm sure, multiple people all around, you know, because, you know, you think about it, it's one thing to give tickets just in your town to go to a theater, they have a set amount of tickets, but this is, of course, that's happening all around the country here, but now, with this link, all those people who would normally be going to theaters are suddenly now trying to log into this link, and believe me, the website, I'm sure, was not built for this, but after a couple of minutes, it finally fired up, let us get in, and we could pause it. Because I thought it was just going to be a straight live stream, and if you walked away, too bad. But no, it gave us access to it. I don't know for how long. It didn't tell us, but we could pause it and rewind it. But I don't know if we could fast forward. It might not have let us do that. We haven't even tried. We didn't even try that. But as of this morning, the link is dead, so it only, you know, lasted for a short amount of time. But the movie. Let's talk about the movie here. It stars, like I said, Gerard Butler is kind of the dad in this movie, and the whole plot. Is there is a comet that is discovered, and it's kind of just discovered within weeks of it getting set to bypass the world. And they find that it was coming from a solar system that was near us. So that's why they weren't able to see it. And because it's a comet, it's moving so fast that, you know, there's gas and things kind of behind it. Particles. What they find is it's not just one rock, it's multiple rocks. So there are fragments of it that are coming. So the movie starts out where Gerard Butler and his wife, and I don't want to spoil too much, but I am going to give you some of the story here because it's going to kind of lead into my general thoughts on the film. But Gerard Butler and his wife are separated. They're not divorced, but they're separated. He shows up because it's going to be, I think it's his son's birthday, or they're having a big party at the house. And so he shows up, a little bit of awkwardness there, but he, you know, kind of brings in his bags to spend the night. So the next day, shortly before the party, he's getting ready to kind of fire up the grill. And his wife is like, hey, can you go to the store and grab, you know, hot dog buns, all these things. So he's like, whatever. Now, meanwhile, kind of throughout all this, he's already talked to his son about the comet coming. And he's, you know, they're learning about it in school multiple times at this point. We're seeing up on the television and you're, you know, what looks to be, you know, like a CNN studio. And they're saying, you know, oh, it's going to bypass us. It's going to be the closest it's ever come. You know, it looks like some fragments may go into the atmosphere, but they're just going to burn up. You know, don't be worried. And, you know, you're kind of getting this all in the background as the movie's kind of going. And he goes to the store. And you can see there's, you know, some people at the store buying some food. You know, there's a little bit of just leeriness that's there. Well, suddenly his phone goes off with a presidential alert. Now, it had me wondering if you remember a couple years ago when they started these presidential alerts, what they sent out that kind of false alarm to the folks in Hawaii that got that missile was coming. So I almost wonder if they kind of wrote that, you know, this now suddenly into that. And Gerard Butler looks around. No one else is getting this buzz. And it is like typically what you get. I don't know if you guys, where you live, if you get those mornings when there's a bad storm or something coming through. We get it like for tornado warnings and that. Phone just goes crazy. And if you've ever been in the store when that's happened, which, you know, me working in the pharmacy, it happens a lot. Everyone in the store just immediately stops what they're doing and freaks out because everyone's phone's going off. Well, in the store, only Gerard Butler's phone goes off. And he looks at it and it says, you know, whatever, presidential alert. And suddenly his phone rings and it says Department of Homeland Security. He opens it up, listens, and they're basically, it's like a recorded call. Like a robotic call almost saying, you know, this is a presidential alert, says his name, says, you know, his wife's name, his son's name. You have been chosen to seek shelter, get to whatever the Air Force base is. And, you know, you have to be there within, I forget, 4 or 5 hours, whatever it is. And then it kind of repeats it again. Now, at this point, it flashes to his wife at her house. She's blow drying her hair. The television pops up with the same thing as well. So it's as if like the government knows like your IP address, all that. They know how to contact you if you've been chosen. So, you know, he's kind of like, is this real? So he grabs his son and says, come on, we got to go. Go back home. Of course, when he gets home, all the neighbors and friends are there at the house. And they're all huddled around the TV because these first fragments are going to be coming into the atmosphere. And kind of pushes forward a little bit, and the first fragments come in, and they're not just these nice little rocks coming in. They're watching it on TV. They see it kind of go flying on the screen, and then there's nothing. And then the whole house kind of shakes. He goes outside, and there's just this massive shockwave that comes. And essentially what happened was this first piece that came down, they were saying it was going to hit the ocean, instead hit Tampa and created a shockwave that could be felt up to 1,500 miles away. It's like even blasting windows out there. So it's on now. Now, right after this moment, he comes running back in the house. The presidential alert happens. Now, actually, before that, he had told the wife that this was going to happen. The presidential alert goes off yet again. And this time, all the friends that were there for the party see this on the television. So now his friends know he's been chosen. This one woman just keeps saying, like, well, why was he chosen? Why weren't we chosen? And then it just kicks it off after that. You know, it's, I got to be honest, like, it's an intense movie. Like, I'm not going to say this is like an incredible, amazing movie, but I want to say, I think it's something you got to see. Like, it, in this time where we live in a pandemic, where, you know, we've seen, I don't want to say things collapse, but it's like, this is one of those stories that seems almost too close to home in its realism. Like, this is how it would go down. And that, I mean, what I just told you happens within the first 10 to 15 minutes of the movie. The rest of it is their journey to the Air Force base. You know, things ultimately kind of go south, and it's just, this is kind of a weird comparison. Not really, but it is like, you know, in terms of how dark this other movie is, but this movie gets pretty dark. I'm going to tell you that at one point, not just at one point, through a lot of it. Like, there are some moments that you see and you're like, man, like, that is bad. But this is how I think it would go down. It's so real in its depiction of what would happen if essentially the government kept things hidden, and then suddenly the end of the world is 48 hours away. Like, what would people do? And the movie I'm comparing this to, and again, this movie is pretty rough, what I'm going to compare it to, is The Road. Because if you've ever seen The Road with Viggo Mortensen, like, that's a post-apocalyptic world. They have in their head, it's him and his son, and they're basically on a path to get to the coast because they've heard at the coast things are better. And things just go wrong in terrible, horrific ways. And that's, this doesn't get on that level, but there are moments in this where you're just like, man, like, it is just brutal what happens to this guy and his family. I don't know. I think it's, you know, when we think of the disaster movies of Deep Impact and Armageddon, and, you know, you always had in the back of your mind that those are all heroes and everything's going to be fine. They're going to find a way. And then even, you know, in the end of like Armageddon and they sacrifice themselves, it's just kind of this, I don't want to say fun experience, but it's like, yeah, you're there. This is great. This movie was very, very, not only intense, but just like hits home when you watch it. It's good. Now the way this movie's coming out is it's not out yet on December 18th. So tomorrow it'll be available through video on demand. So I think it'll be kind of like a paid, you know, you'll be able to pay. It is going to supposedly come to select theaters, I think, if they are open, which I don't even know if there's any theaters open here in the States. And then eventually it is going to get to HBO Max and Amazon Prime. So at least when it gets there, I would recommend you see it. You know, we had never heard of it. So, you know, I was trying to think, like, we were laughing, like, would we have gone to see this movie? I think we would have if it was one of those movies where, like, sometimes when the kids would be in school, my wife and I are like, hey, we got time before they get out of school. We can quickly go see a movie. What do you want to go see? If this was in theaters, we probably would have went to see it, especially after seeing the trailer for it. But I definitely recommend you see this movie. It's, you know, it's been a while since a disaster movie like this has come out. You know, what you think, like, even like San Andreas with The Rock, just, you know, it's an action movie. This really isn't an action movie at all. This is one of those movies that makes you think and has you on the edge of your seat. Just like, it's crazy. We actually watched it with my kids too, as well. You know, my daughter was funny. She was playing Roblox before we were playing. She's like, I don't know if I want to watch it. So she was playing Roblox throughout most of it, but I kept watching her looking out of the corner of her eye. Like, she was watching it. And she, afterwards, she was like, that was scary. Like, that was pretty intense. I'm like, yeah, definitely was. So I enjoyed it. And, you know, I recommend you guys definitely check it out, especially when it's on HBO Max and Amazon. You know, again, I don't know if it's worth paying for if you're looking for something right now to watch. You know, it's, definitely, I think, well worth watching. But, you know, in this time of the pandemic, like I said, it definitely hits pretty close to home. And it kind of shows you just how razor thin everything kind of is right now, and stability and you know, all of that. So, all right. Well, let's wrap it up there, guys. Remember, again, tomorrow, Mando Friday, the finale of The Mandalorian. We'll be diving deep into that tomorrow. I can't wait. And, of course, again, big thanks to GamerGoo for supporting the show. If you want some information on that, you can check out the link down below. Just go to GamerGoo.com, use my code TEL, T-E-L, and save yourself 10% off your order today. Well, everybody, have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, we'll catch you next time.